Motivation for Life is brought to you by Embassy House Ministries.
And good morning and welcome to Motivation for Life, that show, the show, I'll get this right one of these days, the show that discusses the whys behind the whats. I'm Andrew Greenstein, and I'm here with Brian Pappas of Motivation for Life. We will be with you every Sunday morning at this time from this point on. A couple of housekeeping bits to tend to before we start the show today. Those of you expecting to hear Shannon Miller Lifestyle, that was on at this time up until this weekend, we still have it. It now just airs every Saturday afternoon at 4. It'll be back next Saturday. If you missed yesterday's show, you can hear it by going to our website, WOKV.com. Also, we have a little bit of breaking news right now. Within the last 15 minutes, Jacksonville Sheriff's Office Homicide Unit is responding to Shands Hospital for an incident. We don't know anything more about it right now, but if you know anything, be sure to send us an email at news@wokv.com. Once again, that's news@wokv.com. We have a homicide responding to at the Shands Hospital for an incident. That's all that we know. If you know anything else, be sure to send us an email at news@wokv.com. That said, Brian Pappas, good morning. This is Brian Pappas from Motivation for Life, and this show is sponsored by Embassy House Ministries. You can visit them at embassyhouse.org, and I should also give the website for Motivation for Life. That's motivationforlife.org. Brian, welcome to the show, and this is our premier broadcast, so many people might not know about you or what you do. So, as they say in the broadcasting trade, tell us something about yourself.
Well, I appreciate that, Andrew. Number one, I had a voice when we did the promotionals, and we kind of lost that, so we're using what I have left to do the job.
No, your voice is fine.
Good. And the sound person's done a great job with it, I'm sure. I'm a retired tax attorney. Practiced tax law for a while. I got in the real estate area for a while. But I noticed over the years that, how people made decisions and what they were motivated by. So a lot of people in the legal area, the real estate area, the political area, that under a lot of pressure and what pressure brought out their motive. You could see why people did what they did. And I wrote a little book in the 90s called The Plum Line. And it was a decision-making handbook about 80 pages long to help people make better decisions.
Can we buy that book anywhere? Is that available?
It's out of print.
It's out of print. Okay.
Right.
Maybe you can go to an old bookstore, a used bookstore, and find it.
Maybe, yeah.
Or on eBay.
eBay, there you go, eBay. But it's, I was involved in politics in the 80s. I had made this decision to run for Commissioner of Education for the Republican nomination. And when it was over with, I really discovered that people did not make good decisions. They made decisions based on their feelings, based on their desires, based on their wants, but not necessarily based on facts, not necessarily based on, what was the correct thing to do.
Kind of like thinking with your heart versus thinking with your head. If you
call it thinking, responding to your feelings rather than thinking about what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did some research. In fact, I did a tremendous amount of research on decision making. And if you go to our website, motivation.org, you will see what we consider the 7 attributes of decision making.
Let me clarify. You said motivation.org. Is it motivation or motivation for life?
I'm sorry, motivation for life.
Okay, I just want to make sure that everyone has the correct web address.
I appreciate you clarifying that, Andrew. One of the examples of motivation might be me being here today. The concept of doing things for the right reason is a very, very important concept. We believe in this country that we've lost sight of that. People just respond. They respond to crises. They respond to incidents. They respond to the way life presents circumstances. Instead of planning how they respond, they just respond. And so, as I was mentioning, on the website, we have the components of decision-making, awareness, intellect, feelings. But we put the top one, the most important one, is motivation. Because motivation guides the individual in their decision-making. Whatever a person's motivation is, it will give them the direction that they will go in. A person's motivation will actually determine whether they use their intellect or not. or whether they use it to justify their decision rather than make a right decision. And so we wanted to put together a program that went back and tried to help people have a vision to make right decisions, to make decisions based on the right motive. And this being the 4th of July weekend, we thought it would be very important to look at the foundation of this country, the war for independence, and also compare that to the exodus of the Israelites when they came out of Egypt. And we thought there was interesting motives on part of both Moses and George Washington that we should examine today. When we look at today and we see the politicians, we hear what they promise to do. They promise this, they promise that, they promise this. And yet, what is their motive? Why are they promising it? Are they promising it because it's good for the people? Are they promising it so they'll get the votes of the people? So they'll get their want, and they'll get their desire of the office. And I think it's critical for us to start examining the people in politics. Why are they there? And why don't more people get involved in politics? What is keeping them out of it? Why don't they want to get involved? And so as we examine these two people today and the circumstances about their lives, I think we'll be able to see more clearly what we need to be looking for today in the politicians and people that claim they're going to give us a better life through politics. And then we can't change their motives, but maybe we can find someone who's running for an office that has the right motive and then support that person, because we can only change our own motive. We can't change someone else's motive. We can encourage them, but we can't change it. For instance, today I'm here kind of against doctor's orders, as you notice my...
So did doctors tell you not to do the show today because of your voice? Or what?
No, they did not. But I had my doctor out in Houston. Some of you know that I have cancer in my right lung. And my doctor in Houston wanted to know why my voice has changed over the last 3 weeks. And he asked me to go to the pulmonologist. Pulmonologist is out of town. And so when I called, they didn't have a backup. And so the receptionist told me to go to the emergency room. Well, I called the doctor who had recommended the pulmonologist. And instead of giving me another pulmonologist, they recommended I go to the emergency room. This was later in the week.
How long ago was this?
This is 2 days ago.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes. And so... then I called back my doctor in Houston and I said, look, I'm not getting any good response here. I'm just getting totally going to the emergency room. And so the doctor said, why don't you go to the emergency room? I said, well, you know, I'll take it to prayer. We'll make a decision on that. But you know, Andrew, I'm here today because this is more important than me going to the emergency room. Starting this program, starting this series, is much more important. I can go to the emergency room, but I wasn't going to miss this, because we're in a situation in this country where we tend to take the easy way out. We tend to go the comfortable way. We tend to say, what's in it for me? I'm going to do what's comfortable. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that based on what I want. Well, I don't necessarily want to be ill, but this is a program that's very, very important. The concept's very important. And if I don't demonstrate it myself, then what's the point? Why am I going to be on a program not demonstrating what's supposed to be demonstrated? And so that's why I'm here today. And the emergency room will wait. And I will go when I'm supposed to be there.
Well, just to make sure that you make it through this show in one piece. And, of course, we, as well as the rest of our audience, we pray for recovery from cancer. You know, cancer, it's something that is near and dear, you know, to my heart. My mother's a breast cancer survivor. So,
right.
You know, it's never an easy disease to deal with. And I don't know how recent your diagnosis was, but, you know, in any event, you know, it's something that definitely has to be taken care of, and we all pray for a speedy recovery. Oh. And because I'm sure that you'll be able to beat this. You know, you are motivated to beat this disease.
Well, we have the right motivation, actually, in this situation. I was diagnosed over 5 years ago.
Oh, okay.
With colon cancer.
So this isn't not a recent development.
Well, part of my colon was removed, but it has spread to my right lung. I was diagnosed with that last September, and one of my doctors said that this past March would probably be it for me. And so I worked out for 3 hours this past Tuesday, You know, and my strength is pretty much the same it was.
So he said. So he said that this past March was going to be it. Here you are on July 3rd, and you're still here, and you're doing the show, and we're all very happy for that.
Well, again, it's a lot to do with motive. You know, it really has amazing amount to do with motive. If I was in it for myself, you know, I may have given up. I said, well, oh my goodness, over for me. You know, what's the point? Well, that's not what my life's about. My life's about others. And you push forward for others, and you do what's best for others. So let's look at these two instances of great historical figures. We have Moses leading the Israelites out of Egypt, and we have George Washington actually taking the American colonists away from the slavery that the Great Britain was going to impose upon them, or was beginning to impose upon them.
Can we get to all sure. that after we pay a few bills here? Because it's a very good segue to go into exactly what we're going to be talking about. But just like any old radio show, cancer, no cancer, or whatever, doctor's orders, no doctor's orders, we got some bills to pay. A show is a show. So let's go ahead and do that right now. First of all, motivationforlife.org is the website. You can click on the contact link on the website 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to leave us your feedback, or you can just email info@motivationforlife.org. We'll take a quick break. We will come back and we'll talk about the motivations behind the politicians and of Moses in Egypt. And we will get to that right at the other side of this break. This is Motivation for Life, and this is News Talk Radio, WOKV.
Hope you're having a happy and safe 4th of July weekend. This is Rex Jones from Jacksonville's Morning News, thanking the brave men and women who continue to keep America safe and free.
Warning, if you're a man and only have 5 to 10 pounds to lose, the following product is not for you. But if you're worried about heart disease, high blood pressure, or high cholesterol and are serious about losing 30 pounds or more, then listen up, because you are eligible for a free weight loss trial of Sensa for Men. Sensa for Men is clinically proven to help you lose weight. In the largest weight loss study of its kind ever conducted, more than 1,400 participants lost 30 pounds on average with Sensa. And now, free trials of the same weight loss breakthrough are being offered to only those who are serious about losing weight. Due to limited supplies, there is a strict limit of one per household. To get your free trial, you must call now, 1-800-600-0612. Again, if you're a man and have more than 30 pounds to lose, call Sensa for Men for your free trial, 1-800-600-0612. Phone lines are now open. For your free trial, call 1-800-600-0612. That's 1-800-600-0612.
AutoZone. The most common causes of a check engine light are problems that can reduce your gas mileage. If your check engine light is on, AutoZone can help you find out what it means on most vehicles for free. We've got the parts and expert advice to help you fix it. Or we can recommend a professional if you need one. So don't ignore your check engine light. Get the problem fixed today. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
You trust News Talk Radio WOKV for breaking news, accurate weather, and traffic you can depend on. But you can trust us to deliver results for your business, too. Every day, WOKV provides our advertisers with solutions for their business. We make the phone ring and increase the foot traffic.
Hi, my name is Sam Sassine, Vice President of Sales. More and more folks are coming to us actually saying that they're hearing us on the radio more than anything else, which is great because what we're just trying to do is just put our name out there in front of everybody, so giving us more exposure.
News Talk Radio, WOKV, reaches hundreds of thousands of listeners. And with today's headlines and economy, people are listening to WOKV closely and often.
We have a lot of people that come in and do testimonials on our commercials. And I think those people see the value in doing business with WOKV.
To grow your business and get the results you've been seeking, go to WOKV.com right now and click About Our Advertisers. News Talk Radio, WOKV. Your business can depend on it.
At CareMinders Home Care, we know life at home is the key to independence. Whether your disability or illness is temporary, permanent, or you simply need assistance with daily activities, CareMinders Home Care offers a wide range of skilled care and non-medical services. Regardless of age, CareMinders Home Care will meet your needs whether a few hours a day or around the clock 7 days a week. Call today, 877-264-6337 or online at careminders.com.
Hi, this is Tiffany Griffith, your afternoon news anchor on WOKV, wishing you a happy Independence Day filled with great barbecue and fireworks, and a special thanks to the troops of yesterday and today who defend our freedoms.
I'm WOKV's Kevin Rincon. Hope you have plenty of good food this 4th of July and enjoy all the fireworks. And from all of us here at WOKV, happy 4th of July.
I'm Matt Augustine from the afternoon news team, and I want to wish you and yours a happy July 4th and thank all those who have fought for our freedom. Now go celebrate, but try not to start any wildfires.
Jacksonville's most accurate and dependable forecast. News Talk Radio WOKV. Depend on it.
We'll have a 9 for today's WOKV weather meter. Lots of sunshine with a seasonable high around 90 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, below 68. And then partly sunny skies are on the way for tomorrow and Tuesday. I'm AccuWeather Center's air for AM 690 and 106.5 FM. News Talk Radio WOKV.
News Talk Radio, WOKV.
Highs are going to be in the lower 90s with varying amounts of clouds and sunshine.
AM 690 and 106.5 FM. News Talk Radio, WOKV.
And we're back on Motivation for Life on News Talk Radio, WOKV. You can check out our website at any time at motivationforlife.org. You can send us an email at info@motivationforlife.org. We will actually respond to all emails, or as many emails as we can, I should say, on the third Sunday of every month. So this month we will address your emails on July 17th. And you can also click on the contact link on our website, motivationforlife.org, to leave us your feedback there if you wish. We were talking about the motivations of Moses in Egypt and the motivation of George Washington and how those two are connected as we welcome back Brian Pappas to the show. Brian?
Well, thank you, Andrew. And as well, on the 17th will be a call-in program as well. So we'll take listeners' calls on that day. So any questions about today's program or next week's program, they can call in on the 17th as well.
Absolutely.
Now, we were discussing or beginning to discuss, or we brought up the topic of the exodus from Egypt by the Israelites and the opportunity that this country had to be set free from the dictates of Great Britain back in the late 1770s, early 1780s, where the war took about 8 years. And there are some parallels, interestingly enough. We look at the two leaders, when both of them were asked to take on the project, of course, a little unorthodox in Moses' request. Not many people get to talk to a burning bush, but when he was requested to take on leading the children out of Israel, he'd already tried it once. When he was 40 years old, he killed an Egyptian. He expected people to rally around, rise up in rebellion, and nobody did it. They just said, "What are you doing? Are you going to kill me too?" One of his fellow Israelites asked that. So he fled for 40 years. And after tending sheep for 40 years, he gets this burning bush, and God speaks to him through the bush and tells him to go back to Egypt. And what is his response? "Lord, I'm really not qualified to do this. I'm really not ready to do this. I need to find somebody else." And God said, "Well, you're going to do it." So God didn't take any lip, so to speak, from Moses, and he chose him. But Moses realized his inability when he went back and depended upon providence, depended on the Lord. Washington, when he was requested by Congress to take the position of commander-in-chief of the armies, wrote a letter to Congress expressing his concern that Congress may have made a mistake. He said that, "I do not have the confidence in myself that you seem to have in me. I'll do the best job I can, but I think that it is beyond my skills." Therefore, he would trust in providence as well. So both men started out with a background of humility. Both men, if you look at their upbringing and you look at their positions, both men started from a position of wealth. Moses gave up his wealth when he attacked the Egyptian. When you think about it, Moses was brought up in Pharaoh's house. He was as wealthy and as powerful as an outsider could be in Egypt at that time. He had all the trappings of royalty, and yet he gave that up for something that he saw as more important than himself. George Washington, his desire was to live in Mount Vernon. His want was to live in Mount Vernon. He gave up his desire, he gave up his want to pursue something that he thought bigger than itself.
I've actually been to his house in Mount Vernon before.
Right. It was a fairly good size abode, wasn't it?
Very, very palatial for its time, I must say. Of course, primitive today, but you know, back then, I'm sure it was one of the fancier residences.
Well, he was very wealthy. His wife was wealthy in her own right. And so here's two men willing to give up wealth in order to pursue something that was beyond them. They also were in a situation where they end up enduring depravities. You think about Moses. They weren't going to the grocery store in the wilderness. They weren't, you know, raising crops. They're eating manna, which I guess in the beginning they kind of liked. Afterwards, they started complaining about it. It's the same old stuff over and over again. When you look at the Valley Forge, you look at what the deprivations were for the army at Valley Forge. They didn't have clothes. They didn't have boots for their feet. They said that they would trace their marches by the blood in the snow. And here we're fighting the British army. It was most powerful at the time. Then you turn around and you look at the Israelites. They were fleeing from the Egyptian army, which was the most powerful at the time. Both the Egyptians and both the British were defeated. Both unusual odds against being defeated. Unusual ways of being defeated. You know, the Red Sea pretty well defeated the Pharaoh's army. And yet there was an incident that was recited in the history of the Revolutionary War, which is a minor incident, but very similar to the Red Sea incident with the Pharaoh's army. And it was an incident that was mentioned by American General Daniel Morgan. He had fired into the British columns with Cornwallis, and Cornwallis, of course, chased him. Then they were met with Americans hiding over the hill, as the Americans did, and the Americans ended up capturing 800 of Cornwallis' people. Cornwallis is regrouped, and then Cornwallis gave chase, and it said that when Cornwallis chased the Americans arriving at the Catawba River, just 2 hours after the Americans had crossed, a storm had made the river impassable. He nearly overtook them again as they were getting the Yadkin River, but the torrential rain flooded that river. This happened a third time at the Dan River. British Commander Henry Clinton wrote, "Here the Royal Army was again stopped by a sudden rise of the waters, which had only just fallen, almost miraculously, to let the enemy over." Very interesting, isn't it? Small circumstance, but parallel to the Red Sea parting. So we have these incidents where these two men, humble, not trying to bring something about for themselves, were called into position of leadership. And when we look today, and we'll go more into their motivation after the break, but as we look today, what are our politicians? Are our politicians, do they come across humble? Do they come across today? Are we looking at people running for office? Are we looking at humility? Are we seeing humility? Are we seeing people that are actually asked to run? Are we seeing people that are deciding to run because they want to?
Well, that's a very good question, and I tell you what, that is something that we would definitely want to address and explore further after the bottom of the hour, and because we are coming up on the bottom of the hour, which means we will have an update from Fox News. And once again, this is Motivation for Life. You can check out our website at motivationforlife.org. You can send us an email at info@motivationforlife.org, or just click on the contact link on the website to leave us your feedback. He's Brian Pappas. I'm Andrew Greenstein. We'll be back right after Fox News. This is News Talk Radio, WOKV.
Jacksonville's most accurate and dependable weather forecast.
30% to 40% chance for the next couple of days to get some showers and thunderstorms.
News Talk Radio, WOKV.
You've probably heard us telling you about the good work done right here in Northeast Florida by Daniel. And while our listeners support this local nonprofit, while the economy is still under stress, imagine the impact on kids from broken homes, kids in foster homes, kids with no homes at all. These local kids and their families in crisis need a resource that isn't just another government program. Daniel's a local, private, nonprofit organization. And we ask you to find out more at danielkids.org.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. The Casey Anthony murder trial wrapping up. Before closing arguments could even start this morning, both sides argued before the judge about what could be included in them. Jurors could get the case this evening.
The jury can take as long as they need, and prosecutors are hoping for that first-degree murder conviction, though they can opt to find her guilty of manslaughter. If they do convict on murder one, the jury doesn't go home. They need to stay for the penalty phase, where lawyers argue for or against the death penalty, and then the jury needs to deliberate on that.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown in Orlando. Casey Anthony accused of killing her two-year-old daughter, Kaylee. An oil spill in Montana's Yellowstone River after an Exxon Mobil pipeline ruptured, a plume 25 miles downstream.
You look sort of scary, to be honest with you.
Farmer Jim Hosey in Howell, New Jersey, he's used to animals, but a baboon on his property? The ape on the lam from a nearby Six Flags park. Fox News, we report, you decide.
I'm WOKV's Roxy Tyler. As we fire up the barbecue grill to celebrate the 4th of July with family and friends, let's give thanks to those who fight to keep our nation free.
Motivation for Life Radio is sponsored by Embassy House at Oceanside, a multifaceted ministry encouraging and empowering individuals to make a difference with their lives. Embassy House's campus ministry includes an outreach to the students at the University of Florida, where over 9,800 pamphlets entitled 21st Century American Philosophy Exposed have been distributed. The ministry is, as funds are available, renovating a 12,000 square foot building in the southeast corner of the picturesque Washington Oaks Gardens State Park in Flagler County. When finished, it will be used to host retreats and seminars on the 3-acre oceanfront site. On the second and fourth Sunday afternoons of each month, Embassy House holds a fellowship meeting in Gainesville, and beginning this fall, meetings will be held on the first and third Sunday afternoons at the Retreat Center in Flagler County. All are welcome who are interested in a closer walk with their Creator. Go online at embassyhouse.org for more information. Your prayers and support are appreciated.
Rich Jones for Arlington Toyota. Hope you're having a great 4th of July holiday weekend. Stop down to Atlantic Boulevard, a quarter mile east of 9A, where you can see the largest selection of new Toyotas in Northeast Florida and the surrounding areas. They got 8 Toyota models at 0% financing. You better not wait any longer. Right now, you get a brand new 2011 Camry with 0% for 60 months. Camry consistently rated at the top of its class, and Arlington Toyota's got the models and the colors that you're looking for. Toughest truck in town is the 2011 Tundra, also 0% for 60 months with colors and options that'll blow your mind. Only at one place, ArlingtonToyota.com. With every new vehicle purchase during this weekend sale at Arlington Toyota, you get a complimentary Toyota Care, which means free service for 2 years. That's peace of mind. And Arlington Toyota is honoring our military with a special 4th of July military discount of $1,000. Got to see the store for details. Find them on Atlantic Boulevard, a quarter mile east of 9A, 0% on 8 Toyota models through the holiday weekend at Arlington Toyota.
Even though the transition in power has changed in Jacksonville,
we mark the start of a new era politically in Jacksonville. Alvin Brown getting sworn in as the new mayor of our town
doesn't mean Jacksonville's most powerful radio station will change its coverage.
That he will surround himself with at City Hall is A+.
I talked about putting Jacksonville back to work, creating jobs, and we're going to do that. Say jobs.
News Talk Radio, WOKV, AM 690 and 106.5 FM. Depend on it.
Jacksonville's most accurate and dependable forecast. News Talk Radio, WOKV. Depend on it.
A 9 on the WOKV weather meter today. Sunny skies and a high around 90. Then a few clouds with a low of 68 tonight. Partly sunny skies on the way for tomorrow and Tuesday. It'll be getting warmer with a high of 92 tomorrow and 93 on Tuesday. I'm AccuWeather's Head of Air for AM 690 and 106.5 FM. News Talk Radio, WOKV.
Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9.
And so the district isn't allowing principals to hire anyone, except in special cases like a high-level math or science teacher.
News Talk Radio, WOKV.
And we're back on Motivation for Life, as the show that discusses the whys behind the whats. See, I was able to get it right this time. I'm Andrew Greenstein, joined every Sunday morning, as always, by Brian Pappas. Once again, a couple of housekeeping items before we move on with the show. Those of you expecting to hear Shannon Miller Lifestyle, we still have it. Don't worry about it. It's one of our more famous weekend expert shows. It now will just air Saturday afternoons at 4 o'clock. So if you missed this week's show, we will have it again next Saturday afternoon. afternoon at 4. And you can listen to this week's show by going to WOKV.com. And also, we are trying to get more information about a homicide call-out. Jacksonville Sheriff's Office informed us of a homicide call-out at Shands Hospital for an incident. That's all that we know right now. It doesn't necessarily mean that there was a crime that took place or anything like that, so I don't mean to, you know, to alarm anyone. But we are trying to get more information, you know, however possible. If you do have any information, I'm sure to send an email at news@wokv.com. Now that we have that out of the way, Brian, we were talking about, you know, things at the going into the bottom of the hour. We were talking about Moses in Egypt and George Washington and the motivations behind what they did, and as far as, you know, putting the interest of everybody else ahead of their own.
Right, exactly. And, Andrew, that's something that I think we overlook in this country, or we look at that as old-fashioned, maybe, or, you know, why would you do that? Because you're going to fall behind. And yet, here's George Washington that wasn't trying to gain something. He was trying to do something, trying to help others. And interestingly enough, there was another general around the same, you know, around the same time. His name was Napoleon. And Napoleon was trying to gain something. He was trying to gain the control of the country. And the first time, apparently, he didn't do such a good job. And he went through the entire wars, didn't gain what he was looking for. Washington didn't go forward to gain anything, ended up becoming president of the country. Not king, as he was offered, but he became president. And again, when he was hired as commander-in-chief, he refused a salary. He just said he would keep his own expenses, he would pay for things, and then he would bill Congress for his expenses and nothing more. So here's somebody, it's obvious his motive wasn't to gain monetarily through the war, and obviously Moses' motive wasn't to gain monetarily as well. Were they trying to gain prestige? You know, obviously Moses going to help a group of slaves wasn't going to gain him any prestige. He already had all he was going to get. He was in Pharaoh's household. He had all the prestige he could possibly have. And yet he went out of his way to help a group of slaves when he gained no prestige whatsoever. And so neither man were trying to gain prestige in doing what they were doing, taking on the job that they were taking on. Were they trying to gain power? Again, you know, Washington didn't want power. He wanted to live in his Mount Vernon. He wanted to live in comfort. He wanted to live where he wanted to live. And yet he didn't want his desire to live in comfort did not control him. And yet look at today, how many people's desire for comfort control them. And so it wasn't a desire for power controlling each man. And maybe it was maybe they felt good about what they were doing. I remember an incident where I was in Houston, and I ran across I was crossing the street and saw a man in a wheelchair with no legs. And this is back in the early 70s when $5 could buy, like, you know, 12 gallons of gas. And so it was worth something at that point.
Those were the days.
Yes. And that's all I had on me as I was in law school out there. But I saw this man, and I had this feeling. It felt like it would be good to give this man my $5. So I reached in my pocket, and I gave the man the $5, and he seemed grateful, and I walked across the street and watched him admiring the $5 bill. And then he looked around, he picked up his hat, and he put it inside the brim of his hat. And I felt great, Andrew. I felt like I had just done a great job.
Now, do you know what he spent that $5 on?
Exactly my point. I didn't care one whit about that man. I was feeling good about what I had done. I did it for my own feeling. That man could have taken the $5, rolled into a bar, gotten drunk, rolled out in front of a car later, and gotten killed, for all I know.
Well, of course, we hope that didn't happen. And if it did, then I'm sure that someone of his family will probably email us at info@motivationforlife.org.
Right. But the point is that was my motivation then. It was making myself feel good. Now look at Moses. Moses spent 40 years in the wilderness with the Israelites. At some point, a good feeling must have worn off, especially when he was hearing all of their complaints, all of their judicial actions, and he was actually the judge judging all of the situations that arose among the Israelites at that time. Had to be the good feelings couldn't have lasted very long.
40 years. This amazing, you know, to put that in perspective. 40 years.
Right.
That's as long as I've been alive. For 40 years, and he actually went through the desert for 40 years.
Correct. And that's it's an amazing thing. And you look at the, there's a different comparison. Their sandals didn't wear out, and their clothes didn't wear out during that 40 years. The Israelites, and yet at Valley Forge, the clothes wore out and the boots wore out in that one winter. And again, they had, you know, the situation for Washington, he had to just, his feelings couldn't have been good about seeing his men. Couldn't be a good feeling seeing his men's feet bleed in snow. Seeing them marching barefoot in the snow, that wasn't making him feel good.
I wouldn't last 40 seconds in that, you know, let alone 40 years.
Right, yeah, well, yeah, we thankfully Valley Forge didn't take that long, but the desert wouldn't have.
I would have bailed after 40 seconds there, too.
Right, exactly. So there wasn't a matter of feelings. So, again, they were both men were doing something bigger than themselves. But interestingly enough, both had a goal in mind for their country, not for themselves, but for their country. Moses' goal was to bring his people into the promised land. And interestingly enough, Washington had a very similar goal. If you look at the book of Micah, 4th chapter, the 4th verse, an Old Testament book, Jewish scriptures, was one of his favorite sayings for George Washington. He wanted to bring the people under their vine and their fig tree so they could live without anyone harassing them, anyone bothering them. They could enjoy life sort of like a promised land. So that was his goal for his country. Very interesting. This was what motivated them, was their goals. And that's what really motivates each human being, is their goals they set in life. And if we set the wrong goals, we'll have the wrong motive. And we've got to examine what are our really ultimate goals. And this is where this program wants to give people a vision of an ultimate goal. The why we do what we do. That's what we talk about, the whys behind the whats.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, in terms of, you know, discussing the whys behind the whats. It doesn't necessarily have to be, you know, about politics or religion. It could be just about anything in any walk of life. For example, I want to get back in shape. I want to drop about 50 pounds so I can, you know, ride a bicycle again, you know, maybe do another century ride. So, you know, maybe in a future show we'll discuss, you know, in my personal, you know, situation, why I want to do that, you know, behind the what I'm trying to do.
Well, very good point. And you're exactly right. The motive affects all decisions. It isn't just religion. It isn't just politics. It's why do we get an education? Why do we get married? Why do we raise a family? Why do we take the position we take? Why do we take the job we take? Why do we leave the job we leave? Why do we do the things we do?
Why do we live where we choose to live and as opposed to living somewhere else?
Very good point.
Mm-hmm.
And so our ultimate goal governs all that. Our ultimate goal is what actually governs our life's decisions. And if we don't know what our ultimate goal is, or we refuse to recognize it, then what happens is we miss it and we continue to make decisions that we don't know why the results are there as we make the decisions. And as we look at the soldiers that spent the winter in Valley Forge, why were they there? Because it was good pay? No. They had a vision, too. And apparently George Washington was enough of a commander to give the vision to not only his officers, but to his soldiers as well. And so their vision encompassed the same thing. They were there not for themselves. They were there for the good of their country. And how many people in this country right now can sit down and say, what I am doing is for the good of my country. What I am doing is for the betterment of others.
Yeah, when you think about that, you know, the first, you know, a group of people that come to mind are the men and women of our armed forces.
Correct.
You know, they're sacrificing, you know, in many cases their lives, and if not, you know, their creature comforts, as we talked about earlier in the show, to defend our freedom. And it's very, very appropriate that we're discussing that, the day before the 4th of July, when we have our men and women, in the armed forces overseas, fighting to defend our freedom. I don't know how many are doing it before, their own benefit, much more of the benefit of the people like you and me to give us to maintain the freedom for us to do a radio show like this.
Well, Andrew, I agree with you. I'm hoping their vision is the same thing. Their vision is the protection of this country. Their vision is the protection of us. But are we really aware of what their provisions are? Are we really aware of what they're going through? Do we really care? And as long as we get our comforts, do we really care what our armed forces are doing? Some of us do, but I'm not sure there's many of us in this country that really focus on it anymore. And this is the weekend to do it. This is the weekend to think about what our armed forces did in Valley Forge, what they did in Revolutionary War, what they suffered through, in World War II, World War I, what they've suffered through to defend this country, fight for not a lifestyle, but a freedom to do what's right. And see, we think of freedom as licentiousness now, to do whatever we want. But our freedoms aren't to do what we want. Our freedoms are to do what's right. And we need to have a motive that goes along with that. What is what's correct? Are we using our intellect to determine what's correct or to justify what we want to do? Are we complaining about our comforts and not having comforts as our armed forces don't have any comfort? And we're worrying about where our thermostat is adjusted or concerned about how slow traffic is going on I-95. These are the things that we're really suffering through nowadays. Or are we in a situation of saying, wow, I appreciate what we have in this country so far beyond what other countries have had, what other people have been able to appreciate, but are we just using it for our own self-interest? And if we're doing that, we're going to lose it. Look at what happened in Egypt during Joseph's time. Joseph was in the dungeon. He was called out to interpret the dreams by Pharaoh. And he interpreted the dreams that there'll be 7 years of prosperity, and there'll be 7 years of famine. And then he was instructed Pharaoh to take 20% of all the people's goods during the prosperity, and that will be sufficient to get them through the famine. Now think about that. During the prosperous times, all these people had to do was set aside 20% of their income, and they wouldn't have needed the government assistance to get through the famine.
That reminds me of something that we've been talking about, and it all came to a culmination on Friday when you talked about 20% of our income. When you think about it, that's exactly what our new mayor, Alvin Brown, said that he is going to forego. He said he was going to give up 20% of his income, and, talking about motivation, his motivation is to try to balance the city's budget so that he wouldn't have to raise taxes. So a kind of a correlation between what we've been talking about now and, something that is taking place today.
Right. Well, that is interesting. Interesting percent that he used. Very, very valid percentage. But think about these people. They got 100%. They received 100% during their prosperity. And Andrew, they had nothing when famine came. They spent it all. They had gone through everything they had, except what the government had, then they had to rely totally upon the government during the famine. What's happening in this country right now? When we had the prosperity, did we save anything? Did we save for a rainy day?
Many of us didn't.
Right.
And I unfortunately look at myself in the mirror and I lump myself into that group too, unfortunately. I'm chagrined to say.
Well, at least in Egypt they didn't have credit cards.
In some cases, I wish we didn't hear here, but right. that's a whole other discussion for a whole other show.
Right. But again, it does show motive. What were the people in Egypt doing spending everything that they had? What was their motive?
And speaking of spending money, that's what many of our sponsors did, and we're going to let them spend a little bit of their money to get their word across so we can spend our money and pay some bills as well. We will continue on with this conversation, and we'll also preview next week's show when we come back from this break. This is Motivation for Life. The website is motivationforlife.org, and this is News Talk Radio, WOKV.
For the latest on the 2011 wildfire season.
Well, the wildfire, currently 44,000 acres, still has some growth potential.
News Talk Radio, WOKV. Depend on it.
Motivation for Life Radio is sponsored by Embassy House at Oceanside, a multifaceted ministry encouraging and empowering individuals to make a difference with their lives. Embassy House's campus ministry includes an outreach to the students at the University of Florida, where over 9,800 pamphlets entitled 21st Century American Philosophy Exposed have been distributed. The ministry is, as funds are available, renovating a 12,000 square foot building in the southeast corner of the picturesque Washington Oaks Gardens State Park in Flagler County. When finished, it will be used to host retreats and seminars on the 3-acre oceanfront site. On the second and fourth Sunday afternoons of each month, Embassy House holds a fellowship meeting in Gainesville, and beginning this fall, meetings will be held on the first and third Sunday afternoons at the Retreat Center in Flagler County. All are welcome who are interested in a closer walk with their Creator. Go online at embassyhouse.org for more information. Your prayers and support are appreciated.
Hey, it's Neil Bortz, folks. Come on, stop throwing money into that prehistoric air conditioner. I don't need to remind you of the hot, sleepless nights. You know what they're like. And I'm here to talk to you about Wacoff's air conditioning. Your electric bill is already through the roof. That's why you need to call Wacoff's. 638-1960 or WOKV.com/AC. Wacoff's air conditioning specializes in new high-efficiency systems. That means you save money, okay? 24 hours, Saturday, Sunday, all holidays, 638-1960, 638-1960. An old, dirty, dilapidated air conditioning system can cost you $240 or more in wasted electricity every year. That's a lot of gas money. Call today for up to $1,200 off with JEA rebates, tax credits, and incentives, plus 12 months, no interest. Wacoff's. 638-1960.
I bought 4 vehicles from Auction Direct.
I chose Auction Direct because of their great selection of vehicles, and they're a lot less expensive than elsewhere.
There was no haggle buying. We didn't have to negotiate on price because the price was already the lowest.
I liked the experience of not having any pressured sales.
The staff was comfortable and fun.
My buying experience was awesome.
Auction Direct USA sells quality pre-owned vehicles at the lowest price anywhere, while providing our customers with the best possible buying experience. All of our vehicles are one price, the lowest price, just $399 over the Auction Direct reserve price.
We did a lot of shopping around, and we actually saved
$4,800. $4,000.
We saved $4,400 buying with Auction Direct.
I'm Chris Franzek.
Tammy Wicks.
Kelvin Thurman.
And I got my car at one price.
The best price.
Auction Direct USA. Come see us at 6400 Blanding Boulevard in Jacksonville. Learn more at auctiondirect.com.
America is my home.
America means the freedom to be who you are.
It's the land of the free and the home of the brave.
America is the greatest country in the world.
It's a land of opportunity.
It's great to be an American. I'm very proud.
So many lives were lost just so me and you can stand here and look at this beautiful day.
From Lexington and Concord to Iraq and Afghanistan, this Independence Day weekend and our freedom is made possible by those who defend our liberty.
Jacksonville's most accurate and dependable forecast. News Talk Radio WOKV. Depend on it.
We'll have a 9 for today's WOKV weather meter. Lots of sunshine with a seasonable high around 90 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 68, and then partly sunny skies are on the way for tomorrow and Tuesday. I'm AccuWeather's Heather Zayer for AM 690 and 106.5 FM. News Talk Radio WOKV.
Jacksonville's Morning News, 5 to 9.
President Obama stepping into debt talks after Republican leaders walked out on talks with Vice President Joe Biden.
News Talk Radio, WOKV.
And we are back for our final segment of this opening show of Motivation for Life. You can check out our website at motivationforlife.org. This show is sponsored by Embassy House Ministries, and you can check them out at embassyhouse.org. I'm Andrew Greenstein, joined by Ryan Pappas. We will be with you every Sunday morning at 9 o'clock. And what do you say we wrap up our discussion that we've been talking about, and let's preview next week's show.
Oh, we'll do that. We're looking at the two great leaders, Moses and George Washington. We've examined their motives. We're hoping to find in the current America people that are willing to do the same thing, not only in politics, but in their own jobs, in the educational area, which is next week's topic, how important is motivation in education? That's what we're going to look at next week. How important it is each of the programs that go into education. How are we motivating our young people? What are we doing to instill the proper motivation in them? What theories are we giving them? What education are we giving them? And how does it affect their motives? I mean, we're reading some very interesting things about these, what they call them, flash robberies that we're having lately, where a group of people will meet on Twitter or on some website, and then they will meet at a convenience store and rob the convenience store.
Are you sure you're talking about meeting and robbing a convenience store? Because what that almost sounds like to me that you're talking about, you know, flash mobs where they may, you know, gather at Grand Central Station in New York City and at one particular time, you know, go into a dance. Is that what you're talking about?
No, actually, they're doing robberies now.
Really?
Where a group of young people, teenagers, are meeting at a mall, all based on setting it ahead of time with the computers and going on the mall, hitting the same time, hitting a robbery, 20, 30 people at the same time, robbing a place and leaving.
Don't give our young people here any ideas, believe me.
Well, but I'm saying, what's motivating that?
Mm-hmm.
How is that? What do we need to do in education to take away that kind of motive? You know, so we're education, how much of our life is education? I mean, our whole life can be devoted to education. We spend how many years in education facilities? You know, we come out with what motive? And what are the motives of the teachers? You know, it used to be called a calling.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers used to say, that's my calling. I'm motivated for something bigger than myself, something greater than myself, just as Moses and Washington. So education is an extremely important area. We're going to talk about quotes of people that have been in powerful positions with regard to their education and what education means to their countries next week when we talk about education. So we have an overview next week of education and how education affects the motives of our young people and the motives of society in general.
Well, definitely. And, you know, it's going to be a great topic that we will discuss next week. And this is, you know, once again, this is Motivation for Life. And it's been a good show this week. You know, it's been, we're going through some growing pains.
Right.
This is our first show. And, you know, once again, what I want to mention is that every third Sunday of each month, we will be answering your emails and taking your phone calls. And we can do that. We will do that every third Sunday of each month. So this month it's going to be on July 17th that we will do that. You can email us at any time at info@motivationforlife.org, and you can follow the link to contact us on our website, motivationforlife.org. Brian, it's been a lot of fun. Thank you very much, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Andrew, thank you. I've enjoyed it.
Very much. This is
Motivation. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, you too. And this is Motivation for Life. I'm Andrew Greenstein on News Talk Radio WOKV. And as we leave, as you make your decisions this week, ask yourself, what is your motivation? I'm WOKV's Andrew Greenstein wishing you and your family a happy and safe 4th of July. And don't forget the troops who have given their lives to defend our freedom and independence.
I'm 52 years old with a wife and two kids, so I always watch my health. My wife and I count on WOKV to keep us informed. I gotta tell you, we get so much useful health information from WOKV. Actually, I think WOKV is the best source for information about health, medical, and lifestyle resources in Jacksonville. I am the WOKV listener, and I need your help. And there are hundreds of thousands of folks just like me.
Find out how your business can join the growing list of successful advertisers on News Talk Radio WOKV. So how can WOKV help your business? Every week, hundreds of thousands of listeners tune into WOKV, successful individuals who are looking for help that your business can provide. Deliver the right message to the right group of people, and you get results. Call General Sales Manager Bob DeBlois at 245.